Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back. Well, not quite.
Get my hair done, did.
Oh, okay. That's what time it is. Yeah. This is finna hit the road Friday. Everybody finna hit the road. Yeah. Yep. Hair done. What you got? Something special this weekend or something?
Well, the organization my mom used to be in, Delta Sigma Theta, the Toledo chapter, they're having what's called a Breakfast for My Lady Scholarship tomorrow. Here and I said, well, let me go in early to get my hair done because I know everybody's going to try to get their hair done. So I said, let me go now. And speaking of hitting the road, everybody take care, be safe, and tell that husband of mine he better watch himself because I saw what he posted on Facebook. I'm like, look, he ain't trying to scare me. He knows how scared I get when he tries stuff like that, riding with some woman and she got DUI. We can't have that.
She got a DUI?
Look on his Facebook page. He posted it. So when he calls in, tell him he better watch himself, and he need to hurry connect with me so he can stop all that mess.
I don't know if it was drinking and driving, though.
Well, you have to remember what yesterday was, you know, Cinco de Mayo. So you know a lot of people have different ways of, you know, celebrating.
Yeah. What happened with his first show? What the fuck? I ain't even talked to him. I've been, you know,
I missed it. He had it last night. It was
11:30
our time. 8:30 his time. And it was like a real short 30-minute show. Now, whether it went through or not, I don't know. I have to listen to the archive, but... I was in the middle of doing Yes, You Do Matter with my co-host Platinum Queens West, so and it was a real good show, so I couldn't get off.
Oh, all right. Well, nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? I got to go out myself. And it's actually, I think it's still raining.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, whatever happens, you know, you be careful, and everybody be careful, and either sometime this weekend or around Monday, Smelly, I'm going to hit you up with email because I got a few questions since I'm still glad to be part of Trilateral Radio. I want to make sure everything
Well,
was up and
I meant to tell you, too. Well, I have to talk to you, like, on the off of that. You know what I'm saying? On the off side
right.
of that. But as far as, like we think in Blog Talk to be able to post all of the old episodes, it's another way we have to do that. So he was like, you know, he reminded me to tell you don't go back and just repost them. We got to set up an application or something to actually just going to play all of the old past episodes. So he handling it though, Mr. Sinai. Shouts out to Mr. Sinai. You got
all right,
Sinai.
Yep, let me say right,
Sinai. Uh-oh. Miss Heavenly Angel.
Heavenly
Angel. Going down real big.
Good morning, all. Good afternoon, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay, good afternoon and good morning to you, too. Gone, I had to get off soon, but I was telling Smelly about what my husband did again, tell him he needs to stop it, because Heavenly Angel couldn't confirm what I was talking about.
Oh, I already know. The DUI?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't be in that car riding with no DUI.
Could you let my husband know when he calls? He better get with me and do it quicker.
I sure
let
will.
Me, let me go on Facebook. I don't know what the y'all talking about, man.
Hey, yeah, look him up. Look up the G-Bone.
Talking about hitting the road, when Smelly reads it, he'll know why. When you hit the road, you make sure y'all hit the road safe. You're going to have to go ahead and beat me out, Smelly. I got to get going. I love you all. Have a blessed weekend. Take care.
All right. That's what's up.
Yeah, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thanks.
Well,
I'm auntie, but hey.
ain't no happy aunties day, so you know shit.
Hey, them is some aunties that play the roles of mothers for one reason or another, so hey, you know.
Every day is Mother's Day, people. I'm sorry. You need to be thankful.
Oh, no, you don't apologize for that, because you're right. Every day is Mother's Day. But
you know,
I have to say this to all the mothers. Make sure they don't have to cook this, honey, all right, y'all? Shoot.
Wow, unless you want to.
Yeah, I would say some of you just like cooking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
I do love cooking.
Hey, power to you. If you love to cook, go ahead and cook. Okay, I got to bounce. Love y'all. Take care.
Yeah, but I do. All right, Ms. Computer, later. Ms. PC, bye.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Computer laid it up out of here. She popped through real quick. Early, let us know what she has going on. You know what I'm saying? Going to get her hair done for this weekend. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Oh,
yeah.
So what's up? You out and about, heading out of town?
I'm heading out to Atlanta. I'm going to go see my homeboy get married, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Going down real mid.
Getting the wedding vibe on, huh?
Bloody. What the hell? Oh, Jim.
Nothing like love, people. Nothing like love.
I have to walk. Hell nah. You got to walk home.
Better than he walk home than be, wrapping up the
phone. Nah, let me leave my comment last. LM laugh my black ass off. There you go. LMBAO, goddammit, laugh my black ass off. Fucking right.
All righty.
Oh, man, that's funny.
So make it clear, what are we talking about here on Facebook with the G-Bone?
Mr. San Jose's own California, straight Los Rojos, has won on a Cinco de Mayo date. And had to walk home because his date was apparently too drunk. And he must have been also because he, wasn't driving. And,
the police pulled him over.
She got a DUI.
She got a DUI? And that ain't no lie.
What the hell is this? Some dog crap. What is this? Right, let's check out the dog crap.
Uh-oh, you're stuck on Facebook now. Here we go.
Hell no.
What are you listening to?
The fucking... Jamie Garcia posted with the little dog.
Oh yeah, that's funny. That is funny. That is so cute. Yeah, they did a good job on that one.
Yeah.
That is too funny. Yep.
Yeah, is y'all like her?
He ain't getting no meat. The cat getting meat.
Yeah, that's funny. What is it? Take a peek inside with him. Hell, that.
take a peek inside? Oh, it's just a picture that I took on a sign.
Oh, okay. Where is that? With you and the and his grandson sitting on it?
Oh, we're at the Seattle Asian Art Museum at Volunteer Park there. And that's an ancient old camel. They have two of them on the entrance of the door.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, is this your daughter looking like she was pushing the circle thing or whatever?
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah. That's huge. That's a huge metal piece of artwork from Asia. It's been there for years, as long as I can remember.
We are exploring, who is this on the slide?
Where, what?
You got a, somebody's at the park with two little girls. What is this? What is this? Cherise White?
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Wait, what, her two little girls or something?
Where are you at? What wall? My wall, her wall, which wall?
I don't know. It says, oh, I guess your wall, but it's got it's a picture of somebody sitting in like a Ferris wheel.
Oh, that's me. That is me in the middle. That was like 20. No.
Oh.
That's my sister Alicia. You know, my sister in California. She's on the right, and my daughter's on the left. The two girls. So that's me. Yeah, that's my sister, and then my daughter, Cherise and Alicia, and then I'm sitting in the middle on the Ferris wheel with my leg crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 20.
And going down the slide. What was that?
Oh, yeah, we were going down the slide. That's that is Enchanted Village here in Washington, Enchanted Village. It's a water theme park now, too. The theme park.
What the hell? You got a picture of the pyramids. Where'd that come from?
The pyramid with me?
Oh, it's just a picture of the pyramid.
Is there a face there, too, of the Sphinx?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you look closer, that's my face on it.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought it was supposed to be. I'm like, cry.
Right. Yeah, you know. That's
right.
My past life right there.
Right.
See, I go way back, you know, ancient times, baby.
And I'll buy that for $1. Damn it, man. Hey, now I got a fucking.
I saw a sign yesterday that said, Here's the Buck. It's a restaurant, and it's called Here's the Buck.
Here's
you got a picture, but you can't see it too well.
Also, let me give shouts out to Old Life, my own boy Life doing his thing. My own boy Life is he's a poet. You know what I'm saying? He's a poet.
Oh, does he have any poetry there that you can read?
Probably on his site. Yeah, he was just sending me one of them old little, you know, what's up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my home girl, Sweet CC, you know what I'm saying? Doing it real big, a.k.a. Miss Swagger, you know what I'm saying? She's doing it real big. Also, is it true there's an iPad 3? That's come from Miss Computer Lady. Get all those Facebook updates. I don't know how the fuck Alicia Keys be tagging me in a photo, but all right. What the fuck y'all? And a motherfucking iPad.
Yeah,
a pair of fucking shoes. Yeah, I mean, tagged in a pair of shoes. Shout out DJ Party Time, because I don't even know how I get half of these motherfuckers. He'd be friends suggesting people to me and shit, you know, and I don't give a fuck. I don't hate the shit.
Well, fucking now, you know, you got a network.
Yeah.
For the course.
Also, I got some new music here on the show today. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Michelle DeFosse. Manager for the group, the official two-man army. Shouts out to Young Ron and Jay. And Young Ron and Young R. And Jay, one of them. I forgot their names.
I was going to ask you
Yeah, I got two songs. And you sent me, and I'll probably be featuring them within a couple of weeks, featuring this dude named Septimius the Great, who is a music recording artist, songwriter, and entertainer. And you can hit him up at SeptimiusTheGreat.com, SepTimiusTheGreat.com. TheGreat.com. He got a nice website, you know what I'm saying? He got shit. The motherfucker's old school, but I mean, when you go through his photos, that motherfucker's been, you know, networking with every goddamn body. I'm like, damn. First photo, he's standing there with hugged up with Oprah and shit. I'm like, damn.
Okay.
Excuse me, sir. Would you please step out of the car and place your cerveza on top of La Caro?
Oh my God! You want to hear a fucking story last night?
This computer is getting on here. Like, God damn! What the fuck is going on, man?
Check this out. Last night, I was going on a date. I was already drunk, so this chick said she's going to come pick me up. She was just leaving a bar, and she came to pick me up. So on the way to our date, we're going to another bar. Fucking cops pull her over. Well, she ran the red light. The cops pull her over. Fucking she gets fucking taken in for a DUI. And my ass has to walk all the way fucking home. Can you believe that shit, Smelly?
You mean from what, where was you at?
I was probably about a good hour away.
Hour away? I mean, so y'all headed to another bar?
Yeah, we were headed to another bar, and she ran the red light, and she got popped.
Well, Okay. Dude, I'm just glad you're alive because, hey, that ain't no joke, driving DUI.
DUI?
You could have saved your life,
I know. The cops could have saved my life.
That's for sure. You ran a red light? Come on. Someone could have went through there and killed you guys.
Remember, people, if you are a drunk driver, and you're driving drunk, make sure you are an experienced drunk driver and know how to properly drive drunk.
Oh, hell no. Don't try this at home, people.
And if that made sense to you, give your fucking license up right now, goddammit.
That's for sure, really. You know? Come on,
damn, man. I'm sorry to hear that, bro. Man, so you ain't even get to enjoy your Cinco de Mayo.
Fuck no, on the way home, I went to the liquor store and I got me a good 24-pack, and I just ended Cinco de Mayo at my house.
But he's enjoying another day, people. He's enjoying another day.
But I was fucked up, Smelly. I mean, I was smoking a blunt outside, and I fell asleep, and then I woke up again, started drinking again, then I passed out somewhere on the couch. Then I found
it somewhere on the couch.
And then I woke up from Boo Moon's waking me up because he had to go pee. And now I'm up right now just cruising the early morning streets of downtown San Jose.
And that's what you do for Cinco de Mayo Day.
Yep. Good old Cinco de Mayo.
You're home, take a stand.
I'm getting my father's up, man, because my lady want to come up that way. She got her brother or somebody in her family done had another baby, and she want to come up there. He's staying somewhere around Oakland.
Okay, we could do that.
Yeah, he stayed somewhere around Oakland, I believe, and he just had a second child, so she want to go that way. But I told her, like, we got to get our money right, you know what I mean? I'm coming to touch down, you know? Yeah. We're going to be there for a little minute. We're going to have to do what it do. And I said, I got a homeboy, you know what I'm saying, down in San Jose, so we can hook up, you know what I'm saying? He show us around. And,
yeah.
We do what it do. But if I'm going to Cali, people, there's a couple of places I have to go. I got to go to Hollywood. Got to go to Hollywood and see them old freaky fucks, you know what I'm saying? And then I meet up with my homeboy Jet Set. Shouts out to Jet Set because he would kill me if I come to fucking California and don't holler at him while I'm up there, you know. But it's all good. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? So...
Hey, so you got that music.
You
got 6 minutes left.
Yeah, man, I got some new music, you know what I'm saying?
Keep your
right
eyes
here. This dude's called Septimius. It's his name is Samir, but he calls himself Septimius the Great, the last black emperor of Rome. The last black emperor of Rome.
Oh, I got to use something like that. I got to be the last Mexican in the wetlands or some shit like that.
Shout out to, who is this? Last comment. Who is this? This is Jenny Bainan.
Who?
Are you familiar with Jenny Bainan? Jen Bainan?
Jen Bainan?
Yeah.
The one on Facebook?
Yeah. She looks like fucking, what that damn white comedian name? What the chick name is? Silver Spoon? Is that her name, Silver Spoon? What's the white chick name? That dude act real silly and shit.
Ricky Stroller?
No, it's a chick.
Oh,
she played the fuck it.
She played the mother?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, but I don't know her name. I know who you're talking about.
There you
yeah,
go.
She kinda looks like her, kind of.
Oh, a little Alanis Morissette looking. Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. It's on your Facebook, mother.
She's on my Facebook?
She just made a statement on your quote we've been talking about on Facebook.
Yeah,
is it Jenny Bayon?
Yeah,
yeah,
there you go.
Oh, that's my friend Jenny from the block. She's fine as fuck, but I haven't even gotten into those waters. But you know, friends are friends. One day it'll happen. Who knows? But shout out to her.
Right, friend of a friend.
So did you say you have his music right now? You're gonna play a song, or we gotta wait?
Yeah, I'm gonna play one real quick. Hey, Google, you might even like this. You might want to use this. You know what I'm saying? Well, we're going to take this to the VIP house, so it don't even matter. I want y'all to check these songs out and give me your opinion. And you missed the other two artists who we had to bash on the show and shit. That was, what, Tuesday? What was that, Wednesday? No, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We played Numbers, a track by a dude named Numbers, and a track by a chick named Shiesty. The dude, and I just sent the text message back to the dude, to their producer, and I let him know, you know what I'm saying? The Shiesty track was all right, but that Numbers shit, I had to play that in the club to see what kind of, you know what I'm saying? Because the club don't give a fuck about lyrics. They just want to hear a beat and a hook. So
dance music.
You know what I'm saying? So for the club, it might have gotten some good response, but for him, for the radio, no, that shit just sounded, it sounded repetition. It just sounded repetition. But y'all check this out. This is a new one right here. This is by Samir, a.k.a. Septimius the Great.
I'm ready.
The last black emperor of Rome.
That's
like saying the co-host is with the mostest, Miss Heavenly Angel. God damn.
I still like the last Mexican from the wetlands. I still like that one.
From the wetlands. Oh, hurry up, Miss Heavenly Angel. Get back up in here. You got less than 50 seconds. But your ass is out of bounds. Getting into the song, and here we get down. This is called I Am Fast. And she got back in right after you.
My Prada's on, and that Gucci too. I got that Louis Vuitton, and I look so cute. But it keeps us jumping, so we can feel this groove. I keep the fashion pumping, and I look so cool. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy as shit. I can't live without my shit, I can't live without my shit. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy as shit. I can't live without my shit, I can't live without my shit. This is the new Rome, where money is power and power is lust. They call me the Black Roman Emperor, Septimia. Welcome to my house, where fashion is a must. Others have come before me, but now they're in the dust.
Passion.
Chanel, Fendi, Versace, Sean John, Burberry, Valentino, and the list goes on. Dolce, Gabbana, Dior, Darion, Armani, Mugler, the list goes on. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy as shit. I can't live without my shit, I can't live without my shit. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy as shit. I can't live without my shit. I can't live without my shit.
I am fashion, 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 fashion. Fashion, I am 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 fashion.
Chanel, Fendi, Versace, Sean John, Burberry, Valentino, and the list goes on. Dolce, Gabbana, Dior, Darion, Armani, Mugler, the list goes on. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy as shit. I can't live without my shit, I can't live without my shit. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy as shit. I can't live without my shit, I can't live without my shit. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy as shit. I can't live without my shit, I can't live without my shit. Hey, I'm looking good, I'm looking fine, I'm sexy as shit. I can't live without my sh. I can't live without my sh.
I can't live without my shit. I like that. You know what? So, how the fuck did you get back in, Goofy?
Black Dollar.
Oh, yeah, because you hung up, didn't you? I thought you had hung up.
Yeah,
oh,
I had to chirp one of my friends, and I called right back in real quick.
Damn. Everything got back in?
Did she get back?
Yeah, she in. Ms. Evelyn, you in there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Okay. If you go onto his website, This dude, he used to be a fashion model. Well, you know, he a fashion model turned, you know, artists and shit. But what he does is he is his music is related to his, you know what I'm saying, to his field. So, you know,
yes,
I am fashion.
Strike the pose. That's right.
So you go to his website and click on some of his videos. He actually performing in his fashion, though.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Something like, I just emailed it to everybody, so check the email. I just sent it out to everybody.
No, I'm on the phone. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm just saying. No, I just sent out his website so everybody can go on and check it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's, the website is got a nice website. But then if you look at some of the YouTube videos and see him performing, it really puts you like, oh, okay, now I really understand that song. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am fashion. I'm like, oh, okay, that's hot. You know what I'm saying? And for a dude not to be fucking gay and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow. I couldn't believe that. You know what I'm saying? Most motherfuckers in the damn model industry be fags and shit. You know what I'm saying? Or strippers. You know, one of the two.
I don't know about all that, but.
Stereotypes here.
Yeah. Fucking around. I'm stereotyping. Goddamn it. We're in HD. You know what I'm saying?
Try this at home, people.
I'm in HD, goddammit, fucking right. We pass stereo, we in virtual. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, where can you find this radio station at? WWS?
That just play that music.
I haven't heard that for a while.
That, well, because it ain't up, damn it.
Don't tell me that.
And I'm just emailing people, you know what I'm saying? No, I mean it's up, but it ain't. I'm like, we got the music, you know, we took the music off because we're reworking the music. You know what I'm saying? Reworking everything, really. So, you know, the focus right now is to get the show up and running. Is
where
to stop doing
the
30-minute shit and do the 2-hour shows. And that's at www.trilateralradio.com. That is www.trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.kizom.
That's where you go.
Hey, y'all can go there and check us out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's going down real big, man. And it's up though. It is up. If you can go on to the about the check out on the about me page, I put, you know what I'm saying, updated that, so it's got our little logos and host pictures and all that kind of stuff up there. And then you know, our biggest thing now to work on is just shit, getting the fucking live stream up. But that probably won't be worked on until next week, so. I'm going out of town, come back Sunday, and then...
When you going out of town? Or where you going? When you coming to Cali?
No. This is Atlanta. I'm going to Atlanta tomorrow. Well, I'm going to Seattle tomorrow.
Your friend's wedding, right?
For the wedding,
okay.
Yeah. Going to the prison to see him get locked up. You know what I'm saying? No, I mean locked down. Hello.
Hey, everybody. I got to get going, but much love. Have a good weekend, and happy Baller Friday, everybody.
Baller Friday. Yes, sir, I like that. Happy Baller Friday, everybody. Happy Baller Friday.
All right.
And happy day after DUI Cinco. I mean Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. All right, later, everybody.
It's real. And to make sure, people, y'all go and check out www.trilateralradio.com. Hey, Goof. Damn, I meant to ask how the fucking first show went. He just had his first show.
Oh, he did have it?
Yeah. What's this? Shouts out to Mr. Sayonai. Just got off work. Talking to him on the flip side of the Gmail. Yeah, I gotta walk up here. I gotta walk a couple of miles to the goddamn barber shop. So, gotta do what I gotta do. I gotta walk like 5 miles and shit to get a fucking barber shop.
Hey, that's a good walk.
Yeah, I don't feel like waiting on my girl to come home from lunch and.
Yeah. ninja?
Hell no, it's goddamn cyanide done dropped this damn video talking to some Osama on what the fuck is it called? Roll chat? What is that chat shit called?
I don't know.
Man, what the hell is it called?
Chat roulette.
Yeah, there you go. Chat roulette. Hey, nah, it's people like they talking to Bin Laden and shit. They got a little loop of him.
Yeah,
they're using a little video loop of him and shit. Like, that's him. Yeah, nah, that's good. You know, I'm just wondering why people hate this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Why? You don't know this motherfucker. The only thing you know is what the fucking head who be lying is telling you. You know what I'm saying? And people just go off getting all upset and shit. What the fuck for? You know, little fucking kid over here making gun gestures and shit like kill Obama. Like, what? You know, that's a reflection on your dumbass kids, though. You know what I'm saying? And the brainwashing they damn receiving. Get them off of that dumb shit.
Yeah, I don't even want to waste my breath.
Yeah, it's all fucking stupid. Yeah, you know everybody on that shit. Oh, it's Obama. Oh, Osama. Hell, no. At least they got one. Man, and you know what pisses me off? All of the blood and all this gory shit that they show on the news, you know, murder victims and all this shit. For them to have the nerve to sit up there and talk about something, they ain't going to release the fucking video of Osama. Like, is you fucking serious? Y'all would show the goddamn Twin Towers fucking getting blowed up, bitches falling all out the window, and all this tragic shit. But you won't show that the motherfucker who's so-called is responsible for doing this shit. You won't show how the fuck he got killed. But if he did get captured and y'all shot his ass down with a firing squad, you would show that. Just like y'all showed fucking when y'all hung Saddam Hussein. You showed that.
That's the argument.
Come the fuck on,
it's
people.
It's all lies. That's
man, right. If y'all believe in that dumb shit, you put your head back in the toilet.
Yeah, I'm pretty much done with that. Next.
And then, they're talking about something. We're giving the Special Forces unit that infiltrated and killed Osama is receiving a private award ceremony. So why the fuck would you even tell us if you ain't going to, what the fuck is that? Why would you tell me some information that you not going to fucking tell me?
That's how
they get over. All right, we got to protect them.
Don't waste
because
your
of their identities. What the fuck did you even say that for? Why don't you just say, you know, the congratulations to the Special Forces party that, you know, led to the killing of Osama bin Laden. That's it. Well, you see, they give him a fucking private party award and all this bullshit. Man, come on, man.
Is this Chit Chat Tuesday?
Yeah.
Are we on talk shit?
We in VIP, and I'm finna go anyway. So you know, this is finna go to my Friday,
two minutes
left of
madness. Come on now.
Finna go somewhere, you know what I mean? Anyways, let me go on and get on the road, honey. Walk
well,
on up here, get ready to walk. Yeah, I'll be back Sunday. So happy Mother's Day to you. Probably, I doubt if I do a Mother's Day show, but we'll be around, you know what I'm saying?
Don't catch the bouquet.
Oh, I ain't worried about that. I'm sitting way in the back, and I'll probably be outside when they start throwing that shit, just to make sure. you know. Maybe let's go take a smoke break, you know what I'm saying? And she don't even smoke, you know?
All righty then. No, you don't have to puff up fast. You can just
I just want to make sure she outside and don't accidentally catch the shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, right.
Now, you ready to jump the broom in Africa? It's all good.
Yeah, I ain't throwing no fucking flowers and shit. Throw some bones at y'all ass. Catch a bone, goddammit. Oh, catch that.
Get that broom ready.
That's real. All right, people. So on behalf of Wrecking the Game Radio right here live on the Temporary Blog Talk Radio Network, I'd like to thank y'all. Tune in www.trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.com. Once again, it's www.trilateralradio.com. Shouts out to co-hosts with the most, Miss Heavenly Angel, International Smokers Representative, Fire Die. And yours truly, Captain Smell. So good.
Hey,
have a great weekend, people.